prepared a message, but I just throw it out. And I just want to really spend time on welcoming everybody and talk about, you know, what makes a family. We are in a unique time where what makes a family. Let me just, in Ephesians chapter 3, Paul says, verse 14, he says, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." And then Paul prays. And he's saying, basically he's saying that, you know, God has given us family unit to grow in. Nobody come to earth by himself. Not one human being, right? Everybody has a family. Everybody has a father. Everybody has mother. Here, the Greek word, the father and the family are related words. And what makes family? Us. We come from so many different backgrounds, color, skin color, tone, culture, experience, all different. But when you walk in, how do you know that you belong? You actually belong. You are happy to belong. Because do you realize that in Australia there's a spirit of rejection? People don't feel belong. Belonging is something that's very precious. It doesn't grow easily in this land. I know I come from another culture. What makes a family family is the presence of a strong, loving, self-giving father. Now, I'm not discounting the important role, absolutely important role of a mother. But the psychologists say that we don't know who we are. We really have identity crisis. We cannot answer the question, who I am, where I come from, where I'm going, until you know who your father is. How many watched the movie Lion? He's a young boy, grew up, got adopted. Very loving family, but he hit certain age, 20 or something like that. And because he doesn't understand, you know, his biological father, mother, where he comes from, he goes into absolute searching, mad searching. And until we know that we have the same loving, common, heavenly Father who is in control of this universe, who planned, birthed this world in love, planned you, planned me, my life, your life, in the midst of sometimes difficulties, you know, frustration, tiredness, until we know our Heavenly Father who is in control, and we are not an accident. None of us accident. God wanted you. God wanted me, and God wanted bigger family. That's why we're here. None of us are out of God's appointment. Until we know that we really have problem knowing, problem with security. You know what father produces in a child? Good, loving father. Sense of self-worth and security and identity, belonging. So I'm just looking around, it's amazing. I mean, it's a Glory International. We are not a, by all means, very large church, but I'm looking at the kind of backgrounds and the skin colors and tones and, you know, walks of life, language difference. Absolutely amazing. I think God is doing something unique. And until we all connect with the Father. By the way, if you had a not so good earthly father, it's okay. It might actually set you back a little bit. But no one can really know the Heavenly Father except that Jesus reveals. There is the relationship between the Father and the Son is something closely guarded. It's a secret that was not been revealed in the Old Testament at all. Nobody really, really touched on it until the Son came, Jesus Christ, revealed the Father. And Jesus says, no one can know the Father except the Son. So it's only one way of knowing who I am, where I'm going, that I belong to the best family in the universe that will not end, is we ask Jesus to reveal the Father. There's no other way. And when we connect with our Heavenly Father, who is really happy, do you know that God is really happy looking at you? Really happy? Because Friday afternoon, I'm looking at, you know, when we started worshiping, kind of people look kind of tired. Singing small voice and then getting louder and louder. Did you feel that the presence of God was coming over? Did you feel the pleasure of God coming over? Did you feel the heaviness kind of lifting? Did you feel, because I heard you praying, you know, this. I think sometimes we really struggle with belonging, being welcome. And that's not only being welcome in the church, but welcome in this world. Welcome to live our life boldly, with a great deal of security, knowing that this world belongs to my Father. I'm in my Father's backyard. I don't have to give excuse why I'm here. Try. When we wake up in the morning, if the life is just war for survival, you need a rest, right? Jesus said, "Come to me, all you are heavy laden." Do you know a verse before that? Matthew 11. I'm just actually going off my head. So excuse me, I'm completely all over the world. Do you know the verse before Jesus, "Come to me, all you're heavy laden, I'll give you rest." That verse before that is Jesus saying, no one can know the Father except the Son wills to reveal. We cannot truly come to rest until we come to Father. And no one can come to Father except Jesus. Who flies right against human, you know, humanism, intellectualism. I can study anything I can know. No one can. Unless Jesus granted by revelation. You cannot know who our Father is, Heavenly Father is. Because no matter how good the earthly Father, or sometimes bad, which doesn't help, good heaven, our earthly Father. Our earthly Father is nothing like the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father is so much better. He said, "You being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more your Heavenly Father?" I said, even though we love our children, our love compared to Heavenly Father's love is evil. Nothing. And actually, Apostle Paul opens up, you know, Ephesians, saying, let's see here, verse chapter 1. I'm looking, where did that verse go? verse 6. It says, "In the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved." You are accepted. You belong. You belong in this world. You belong in your life. You belong in your own family. Even though it may not be perfect, you belong in our spiritual family. We belong together. With perfect, powerful, all-knowing, never surprising, Heavenly Father as our own Father. Amen. Amen. So I just really want to, really welcome you. And the theme here, because we wanted to have a, before we were going to have a big guest and so on, we have a special guest. Tomorrow morning, we have Pastor Don and Francia. Who know Pastor Don and Francia? Tomorrow morning, they're going to come and share. I guess they will bear their hearts. Share with us and be real. Really be real. Be vulnerable and share their walk and life in Christ. In the evening, Mia will share her walk with the Lord and her walk with me. Yeah? Struggle. But I'm so happy with her. Be welcome. We've been almost, next year we'll be, I cannot believe it. Next year we'll be married 25 years. I know I look young. We all look young. Been married for a while. And so happy. I mean, every morning we meet, breakfast or evening, have dinner together. So happy to see each other. We never sick of. I mean, sometimes maybe after a fight, right? Every blue moon we fight. When Mia and I have an argument, Nathan comes and says, "Dad, you should talk to her. You should do this, like do that." And he gives advice now. But family is like that. Families. With a father, we belong. You know, can I share another thing? Actually, a thought. I have so many thoughts because my message just went out the window, so I'm kind of going all over for about another 10 minutes. So bear with me. But I feel, you know, God laid it on my heart to really welcome everyone and to let us know that we belong. You're welcome. Welcome here. Welcome here. Welcome to one another. See each other's face. And you know, in this, we're going to, you know, it's getaway. Family getaway. That's the thing. Means that we have actually a bit of a pause. And then we can sit down, look at each other, and actually be happy to get to connect with one another. How intricately differently God made us, and celebrate, spend time, pause. I think Nathan told me this joke a long time ago, I don't know. This world best singer, opera singer, was singing unbelievable opera song, going on and on, and then suddenly he died in the middle of the song. Opera singing. Do you know why? Guess why he died? Yeah. There was no pause mark in the music sheet. So it was so perfect. He was singing out of the last breath and he died. This is a joke. Because he's so perfect. Perfect, no pause. What happened when you have a music without pause? It becomes heavy metal. No music. There's no music. You can't have music without pause. So in life, without proper places, some right pause and reflection, have a little slowdown and don't cram in, we're not going to have the right rhythm with one another and with God. So here, we don't want to have a big, long teaching, preaching session, overload you with revelation. We got a plan. Plan is to actually give you pause. Not a long pause, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. And we've got lots of activities, lots of food, I think, five times, and some activities. A lot of time where we can pause, reflect, and then ask, reflect, God, what are you saying? What do I see in each other? And to me, I had a little pause. You know, essence of reality is actually relationship. This looks real. It is real, but it's not going to be here forever. What remains forever, even after we are gone, finished, graduated from this earth, is actually a relationship with God, with one another. Quality of relationship. Because God is relational God. God is actually triune God from before the... No other religion has this God who is in perfect love relationship. And God says He made us in His own image, right? What does that mean? What does it mean? And then God said, He made us in our image. He said, when Adam was alone in the garden, it wasn't good. Why? Because we are meant to be in relationship, though imperfect. And the only way we can truly achieve what God wanted to the full stature is in relationship. And to me, I'm kind of, last few days, in fact, last, you know, some time, I'm pausing, actually saying, what's the important relationships in my life? Am I sowing the right seeds? Because whatever I sow, I reap. And thank God for the grace of God to cancel all the bad seeds. We repent. And we always can have a fresh start, right? But what am I sowing? What am I investing? Because I think about a couple of months ago, is that a month ago? Mia and I raised our voice. And then she went, tiger style. And then I went to the prayer house. I'm going to pray and, you know, get it off my, you know, why is she bothering me? She's a perfect husband. The pastor. And then, you know, the night, you know, my son Nathan said, Dad, you know, he was trying to advise, you know, you should get quiet, you know, good, right moment, you talk to mom, and all that. Yeah. But I went to prayer house. I realized, why is my heart so hardened? Why is it okay for me to say things to hurt my wife? Why don't I feel... Why do I feel it's okay to say things or to fight back? But I always lose. Because Mia, you know, usually women are better at words, right? They speak faster, a little bit more conviction. And then longer it goes, I know I'm kind of losing battle, but you know, please, save my face. I'm the man here in the house. Please, stop speaking. Stop. The most important, we all important. I was repenting. I was, God, make my heart soft. Because I want to see this person. One day, I'm going to present her to Jesus as a perfect bride. Right now, she's not perfect. Bible says, you know, without blemish, without wrinkle. I know, near perfect. It's a little bit of more work to do. And I thought, every man, I'm just, I guess, women, you can block your ear. Every man, married man, is a pastor. Because one day you will present to the Lord your wife. When I get up, before I say, Lord, here is Glory International. I'm going to have to present Mia. Perfect. Before God. And I thought, hey, this is my biggest job. Son and the family. It's not a career. It's a family thing. It's a family. And what makes family, real family, is the presence and awareness of the Father. Father's love, our Heavenly Father, who is Father of us all. Amen. I've got 2 minutes. Because so many thoughts are coming. I feel like I want to pray, like, you know, just kind of break this sense of rejection in this land and from one another. The fact that we come from different language and culture, and then we hear God is doing something. And he says, you know, we just read Ephesians 1, verse 6. He says, God has made us accepted in the Beloved. That word accepted, they're not rejected. Accepted is more than just accepted. It's actually the Greek word that only occurs here and one other place. In Luke, when an angel appeared to Mary. Hello, Mary! Highly favored one. You are chosen, privileged to bear the Son of God. Hello, highly favored one. Remember that? That's actually the same word. Only occurs twice in the New Testament. And he's saying, you are highly favored one. Why? Because you are bearing Jesus inside of you. When we finish, we're going to present the Lord. Lord, it's Jesus that I carry. Jesus is formed in me. And how Jesus gets formed in you is, part of it is how relationship. How I water her, she waters me. How I honor you, you honor me. How I recognize the gifts, the beauty, wonders, all the good things God is doing. Encourage one another. Yeah. We get there. Each other, yeah? There are other things I want to share, but you know what? The time's up. I've been rambling on, but I want to really welcome you. Why don't we actually take a minute just to tell each other you are highly, highly, highly favored. Do you feel that? You're highly favored by God? Amen. Highly. Highly, 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 highly. One more thing we want to say. You know what? You belong. You belong. I belong. You belong. We belong together. You belong to the best family in the universe. Amen? They will not pass away. And we are the family. So in this camp, next couple of days, maybe we can get to know each other a little bit better. Eh? Spend some time talking to one another. Alright? So I'll just... let's have a short prayer, and I'll pass the microphone to Kishani. Why don't we just bow our heads, pray. And I just want to pray over you, the favor of God, while you're here next, tonight, tomorrow, Sunday morning, that you feel the love of the Father, and that you feel belonging to the best family in the universe, in a sense that it frees you, it gives you strength and courage, joy in life. Sometimes I see people just, you know, halfway through their life, running out of zest for life. You know, just zeal to live is gone. You know why? Because we've actually disconnected from the joy of the Father. When he looks at you and all the wonderful thoughts that he planned in our life. Hallelujah. Father, I pray, Holy Spirit, you release. I just release, Lord God, declare the Father's name, Lord God, over your people. Father's love, Lord, and deep sense of security, deep rest, that comes by knowing that we are held so tightly by our loving Heavenly Father, who is never out of control, who planned all things, who planned joyously the victories, the grace, and the goodness of God to overtake each and every one of our lives, Father. So Lord, we thank you. Holy Spirit, come, breathe upon us, O God, and also help us, O God, to appreciate, count, have a pause, and see you, how I am investing in relationship with one another. And teach us your way. Lord, we pray, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.